The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're in Roscommon on Monday afternoon for a mixed card of both flat and chase action. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right, bud. You okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. I'm looking forward to Roscommon, actually. The fields on the flat are nice and big and competitive, and there's good chase action as well. And a grade three to boot, Andy, a grade three novice chase.
Yeah, good split card, isn't it? Yeah, nice to know you're getting into the Irish theme and the language as well now. Because in Roscommon, aren't we?
Yes.
We're at Roscommon.
Yes.
That's all those Irish previews.
And we're in Roscommon and we're going to study the form from the last day.
That's right. You just need the last day there and you've got the set.
Yes. It's not bad at Roscommon though. Probably going to get fairly good ground, aren't we? And that could have a bearing on the chase races later on, yeah?
Yeah, I've said on record quite a few times that the chase races at Roscommon are often dominated by front runners or horses that race up with the speed. This is very difficult to come from the back off good to firm ground. Horses get into rhythm, the track's a nice, flat, easy course. And of course you get breathers into the bend as well. There's two quite big sweeping bends, particularly the one coming out the back straight. From the two down the back, and then you get a chance to fill the lungs up before you kick on in the home straight. So with that in mind, I've got my eye on a few that I think will fall into that bracket.
Okay, and on the flat, with regards to the draw in these big fields, is it the lower numbers that are should prosper?
Yeah, usually. Yeah, I mean the mile and a half races, I wouldn't have thought have that much of a bearing. Although, if you stuck out in the wing, obviously that's got to be factored in. For instance, Global Reach in the 3:35. The favourite is drawn 16-16, so that's got to be overcome, hasn't it? It's not like any great advantage to start the race off. But the first two races, more importantly, a low draw is significant.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into the races then, the first of which is the 2:35, and we start with an EBF maiden over 7 furlongs, and the favourite for this one is the Aidan O'Brien runner, John Constable, who was fourth on debut, expected to come on for that, and he's drawn quite well in stall three as well, Andy. Do you think he's the one to beat, or is there's a few in there, isn't there?
There is a few, yeah. Obviously, Dermot Wells got one in there, who's fairly high up in the market. Gelding by Verglas, so maybe a little bit of cutting the ground might be the key to him, but Dermot had a nice winner of a maiden at the Curragh yesterday, so he's definitely getting them ready at the moment. And of course we've got Andrew Oliver horse as well, who's very strong, seems to be in the market, and Andrew Oliver's had a good season with his first time out. So if John Constable comes unstuck like he did at Garran, then either one of those two might take advantage. But that said, I quite like the run of John Constable's first time out. It probably wasn't that pretty on the eye for those that took the 5-4 about him the other day, but I thought he was a bit unlucky not to finish a bit close in that race. It was won by a Jim Bolger trained horse, Mandatario. But John Constable just got himself into a little bit of a pickle sort of in between the two and the one when he was coming with a run, and he got hampered, and obviously Joseph accepted he wasn't going to win. And then he actually stayed on again once he got a bit of daylight down the outside. And I just thought that run kind of left him behind a little bit. I didn't think he knew as much as perhaps one or two of the other two-year-olds that Aidan has been running in the last month or so. And I think, actually, he was probably one lacking in experience more than any horse I've seen so far in recent times from the Ballydore stable. And I think he will come on mentally from that run. I haven't got a problem with him dropping back in trip either, even though he's by Montjure. Because he showed quite a bit to get into a good early position early on. It was just that mid-race crisis stroke kind of like vulnerability which he had, which was the main reason he got beat, rather than actually any tactical speed. And I quite fancy him today. I think that a good low draw will be ideal for him to get a good platform into the early part of the race. I think he'll ping the lead today, and if he gets to the front, which he should do really up the inside, then I think his experience is going to stand him in good stead, and I think he'll win this today.
Okay, John Constable in the opener. Then on to the 305 next, and we're into Handicap Company for this one. It's over 7 furlongs, and at the top of the betting we have Harpist and Kane's Pass who both bring winning form into the race. Foot Perfect has been in decent form as well, but at bigger odds, he's got Rhythm has been supported from 16s into 12s, and if nothing else, he likes it at Roscommon, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to tip this. He's got Rhythm today. Very, very keen on his chances. You look at his course record here. He's run 3 times. He won actually his second race in his career back in 2010, and his next 2 runs he's finished second twice. Now, one of those was early on in the season in a similar race to this, when he was runner-up behind Geraldine's Angela's Dream, who absolutely adores the track. I think actually Angela's Dream's 2 for 2 at this venue. Back in 3rd was Iron Major, who was a bit unlucky that day. He's gone on to win at the Curra, and in 9th was the 7-2 favourite on that afternoon, Harpist, who's subsequently gone on to resurrect his career with a win at Galway next time out. So the form is absolutely rock solid, and he's got Rhythm, was detached and marooned from the rest of the field, turning into Amstrad. How this horse finished second, God only knows. But today, with a good draw, still fire, I'd expect him to race quite handy or handy-ish. I mean, he's certainly not a horse who, you know, he's a praise presser, but he, you know, you know how far he can come from the back. He's actually come from last to second here. So if he gets himself involved in a much better position in the early part of the race, then there's only going to be one result down the home straight, because he stays beyond 7 furlongs. He's genuinely a mile at the moment. That seems to be his main bag. I think, you know, when they go quick here in these handicaps, you need something that gets every yard, because it is an uphill climb from 2 out at Roscommon. It's on the collar, so something finishing down the outside is not a bad little deal. I certainly respect Harpist. I respect Kane's Pass from the inside draw. Foot Perfect's been catching the eye, but that draw might just undo him today. So, I think he's got Rhythm at 12-1. That kind of price is a decent bit of business in this race.
Okay, he's got Rhythm then in the 305. On to the 335, and we're back into Maiden Company for this one, but this one is over a mile and a half. And the betting this morning is headed by Global Reach, who's the 9-4 favourite, and was second on debut at Goran Park, a good effort as well. At the Curra, a very good effort as well. But as you've already highlighted, Andy, despite it being over a mile and a half, the draw's not ideal, is it, in 16?
Well, it just means you've got to use up a bit of petrol, and that kind of energy that you expend early on, it sometimes can be you know, the telling factor late in the race when others have had an easier trip through. So all depends what Kevin Manning does, whether he just drops her in or whether he actually presses on from the outside. Either way, she has got to use up some gas from that outside berth. So if you're taking 2-1, 9-4, then you've got to factor that in. I quite like Cape Glory here. This horse has been on the radar ever since he ran an eye-catching race at Dundalk back in September last year, and he went down in mine and Gary Capewell's notebook as a horse to follow at the Dundalk campaign. I'm sure that Mickey Halford will have handicap stroke maidens if he doesn't win today on the radar for this horse, because I think that surface in a mile and a half at the weather venue in Ireland is going to play right into his strengths. He looked as though he just needed the run stroke experience still on his second start in his career at the Curra the other day. It was a race that was won by Aidan O'Brien's Victory Song. I mean, there's nothing to get too wildly excited about that race. Deep Speed, the second horse, has got beat since. Speed figure-wise, it was just okay. There's been 3 placed horses out of it in 6 runners. But I definitely think he needs a mile and a half. I think he's going to improve as his career goes on. He's by Cape Cross. A lot of Cape Crosses do when they grow up physically and mentally. He's just a horse I've got on my shortlist as a surefire winner of one of these races. So I've just got to keep going with him, really. I think he'll be in the frame today. I think if you're backing him each way, you should be on safe ground of thinking, well, 9 or 2... I'm only going to do, you know, a round of drinks if he doesn't win. I can't not see him, Dean, in the frame, because I just think he's too good a horse not to be placed. And even though there are 1 or 2 other interesting runners in the race, like Timicar, Pirate Cove, and a few that have been running on the all-weather, I'll stick with the Halford runner and go with him today. And also do keep an eye on him as well when he goes to Dundalk.
Okay, the 405 is next up then. This is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half, and Wayoyo heads the betting at 7-2 following an impressive win last time, where you could call him the winner from quite a way out at Down Royal on that occasion. But at bigger odds, there has been a bit of a move as well on Soft-Boiled Sergeant this morning, 10-1 into 7-1. What do you make of that, Andy?
Yeah, interesting that John Keely's pitched this horse into its second handicap, and there's money for it today. There was no money for it the other day at Listowel. That was largely due to the ground being probably a bit too heavy for this six-year-old. But, one to keep an eye on, that Softball Sergeant. He's been running in maidens where it couldn't win. And that's a very shrewd operation, that, so that has to be respected. However, I do think YIO is the right favourite here and probably might go in again the way he won the other day at Down Raw. He'd be a brave man to suggest that he wouldn't, despite the meteoric rise in the rates. He's up £13. But he may be able to offset that because he got that race won at Down Raw way, way beyond the 2-3 furlong pole. And he destroyed Majestically Clear. He could have actually won by further, to be fair. It's the first time that the tongue tie has been employed on this horse, and that contraption clearly worked the Oracle. It's on again today, obviously. He's got a great draw as well, stall one. He should go around the inside, the ground saving, hugging run around the rail. So Luke Dency can afford just to keep in basically a straight line where he is. I'd have suggested he'd probably be racing third or fourth going down the back. And from that point onwards, you can only see him going one way through the field, and that's forward. He's going to be very difficult to shake out the frame. If he can get sort of 4-1, 7-2 this morning, and then I do think he's a decent each-way bet here. Pink Coat's got to be respected off that run the other day in Listowel, and he looked a reformed character over hurdles. Whether he can do that back over on the flat is open to debate, because his two runs prior to that on the level weren't exactly up to much. But Desi Hughes' horses are in great nick, as he showed when he won at the festival a couple of weeks ago. So 5-1 Pink Coat will have his supporters. But I'll stick with Y-O-Yo and hope that the handicapper hasn't adjusted his figures in accordance with the horse's improvement.
Okay, we go into the National Hunt Sphere from here on out then, and the next race is the 4:35. This is the Kilbegnet European Breeders for Novice Chase, which is a Grade 3 over 2 miles, and it's the Real Article who's the favourite for this at the time of recording. 7-4, Darwin's Fox is 7-2 with Shadowella, is 7-1 about 2 strong, and then 8-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like for this then, Andy?
Well, it's a difficult one for me, this, because I think track or ability to handle the track bias is going to be the key to this race. As I said, first race on the National Hunt Chase track, and I predict that most of the winners here today will come from either leading all the way or being in the first two or three. Now, the Real Article at the moment is looking very much like he's a horse who's, as he's getting older, he's just getting better over distances beyond 2 miles. That his last three runs tell you that. He's been outpaced a few times this season early on in his chasing career. Over distances shorter of this, well, distances the same as this, but when he's been up to 2.5 miles, he looked a totally different animal, where his cruising speed's been seen to good effect, and then he stayed past horses that are dying in and around his feet. So that's the problem I've got with the Real Article today. I think he's in a really happy place at the moment, this horse. I think Edward O'Grady's finally got the key to him, but the key to him is definitely 2.5 miles. Now, I've got a funny feeling that one of these two today, which one it'll be, might just be a bit too quick for him around this track. The likes of Darwin's Fox, too strong, etc. Shadowella, to a degree as well. We've all got good speed and all got good tactical pace over 2 miles. And I think one of them might just have too much boot for Real Article today. And I'll probably go with Darwin's Fox. He's 7-2 this morning, and I'd rather back him each way at that price rather than take 7-4 about the favourite, who has got slight questions to ask over the distance. He won quite well the other day at Galway, Darwin's Fox did. He beat Nearest the Pin, who's won since in Ballinrobe. And he also beat a horse called Orkney Curraville, who absolutely bolted up next time out at Ballinrobe. So he's beaten two useful tools on that occasion. I don't think the ground will be any inconvenience to him today, by the way. I know he's won a couple of times on soft and heavy ground, but he's got nice action as well. So I wouldn't suggest that good ground will be an issue for him today. He's got good form in Rebel Fitz early on in the season in Killarney, and he's just a fairly consistent animal that jumps well and's got, like I say, a good 2 mile tactical speed. So I'd probably rather go with him. So it's a really good race, this, a nasty one for me to evaluate, but that's the way I'm going to go. I'll go with Darwin's Fox each way.
Okay, on to the sixth race on the card next. This is at 5:05, and this is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. It's 5-1 the field as we record this in the morning, and Salazin heads the betting. He's been running over hurdles of late, reverts back to chasing this afternoon, and he's got some useful chase form in his back form, but he hasn't won for 2 years, Andy. But you think that this race could be set up for him today?
Yeah.
Ideal conditions?
Yeah, I do, Mark. Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, Salazin, as you said, he's been a long time between drinks, but he's still showing his old ability, even though he's getting a bit long in the fang, as Lord Bunn would say. He showed his best form throughout the summer jumping period when he was third here at this track in the Connaught National. Now, that was probably one of the best races they run here at Roscommon throughout the year. And he made the run in and only just got tied in between two out in the last when Golden Kite, the strong stayer, outran him in the latter stages. But he'd gone really well through that contest. He made the run in. Now, this is the key to Salazin. He likes it when he's able to get a bit of confidence by upholding an early advantage. And I think he's pretty much sure to do that today. I don't see any other front runners in this race that's going to touch Salazin early on, and it'll give him the chance to get some breathers in at the bend. Now, he hasn't got the speed to win over 2 miles anymore because he's a 10-year-old, and he doesn't quite get the three. But 2.5, 2.5 round here is absolutely ideal for this 10-year-old. And I think with Niall Madden on board today, he'll just dictate from the front, keep popping away, and I think he's got a sufficient enough running in his legs nowadays, courtesy of that run behind Goncourt, to suggest that 5-1, he could be very, very dangerous off the front. I just don't like many of these profiles of these horses in this race today, which why I'm going to go with Salazin, and hopefully he'll do what I think and make all the running.
Okay. The penultimate race is the 5:35. This is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and five furlongs. And usual Smurfer is starting to go the right way over fences. But did you expect him to be as short as 5-4, Andy?
No, I didn't really. I thought it was a good run the other day on his chasing debut in a hot race down in Lestal. It was a race that was won by the very classy Awiga Star. Clonban and Ladd was strongly fancied as well from the De Bromhead camp on his chasing debut. So Shark Hanlon's horse to get within five lengths of those two individuals was certainly no mean effort, and that's why he's favourite. But it doesn't mean to say he's any gimme here against the likes of Hunting Party and Sir Vincent, who both got useful form. Now, Sir Vincent will probably make the running here, and he's already got a bit of previous experience around this track, so I think he could be very dangerous off the front, William Mullins' charge, because he jumped to the right the other day at Listowel, so obviously the track was the wrong way around for him. But going back round in a clockwise direction could well suit Sir Vincent, so he's going to be a bit of a bogey to the front two in the market. But I quite like Hunting Party. He's a horse I've always had down as a future chaser, and any Desi Hughes horse that he runs at this time of year after having come off the back of a break, I'm always very keen on, because he seems to have them fit and ready and fresh and raring to go. And I liked his two last runs when he won in Thurles and Ballinrobe. He's got form on a variety of ground conditions, so I'll go with Hunting Party first time out of fences. He's a bit of a chance against the other two, got the experience in the book. But I just like this horse, and hopefully he'll justify my confidence.
OK, and the final race is the 6:05. This is a flat race. It's a bumper over 2 miles. And Ange Balaf is the 7-4 favourite. But again, it's one where newcomers could play a part here. Andy, what do you like for the lucky last?
Yeah, you made rather of a meal of that name.
A dinner half.
Ange Balafra, yes, yeah. An old Meads four-year-old. His best career run came first time up, funny enough, at Punchestown, when he was second to a horse called Yes Sir Brian, who only narrowly failed to win a very competitive Listowel bumper at the festival 2 weeks ago. So that run's really good. Nina Carby's obviously been booked, and she's ridden it before as well at Leopardstown when they were fourth behind Shield and Grecian Tiger. Again, that's a good run. You'd say that the ground at the Sligo over that stiff track over 2-2 was probably a bridge too far for this four-year-old next time out. And he hasn't been seen since then. Freshened up, brought back on what's likely to be good ground, then you'd certainly give Ange Balafra a good chance here. Because to be fair, it isn't the strongest of bumpers that's ever run. But at the prices, I'd probably go with Joe Mangan's horse here. Interesting, this horse has been rather overlooked in the market today, and I'm quite surprised, because she was very, very strong in the betting down in Down Roll the other day in a 16 strong field, and although she only finished 6th, I thought she did enough to suggest that she could be competitive next time out. She just didn't know enough on that occasion. She was very, very green and a bit lethargic mid-div. She was given a lot to do as well by Jane, and even though she kept on quite steadily from the back, never threatened the lead, as I said, it wasn't a bad run. I think with that run under her belt, should do the world of good. Obviously, Jane's been booked again, and that combination of Prunella Dobbs and Jane Mangan is certainly one of the strongest combinations here. At 12-1, I think she's a 12-1 chance. I'd have her in second or third here, and I think you should get stuck into that price. I don't think we'll see anything near that price near the off.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Let's, as always, then have a quick summary, if you will, before you go.
Yeah, good punting card here today, Roscommon. I quite fancy my chances of at least making a profit of sorts. Start off with a favourite in the first. It's one of the only few favourites I'm going for today, but I do think that's solid, that John Constable. A bigger price in the next, 3:05. Suggest you have a decent bet on He's Got Rhythm, who I'll be disappointed doesn't finish in the first four there. In the 3:35, well, a decent maiden on offer, and quite a big field, actually. You don't normally get 16 runners going to post in a maiden at Roscommon. I'll go with Cape Glory. He's been threatening to win sooner rather than later, and hopefully it might be today. But if not, then maybe Dundalk in a few more weeks' time. 4:05. Hugely impressed with Y-Yo-Yo, as was the handicapper when he won in Down Royal, but hopefully he should have enough in hand to win again. In the 4:35, difficult race really, because I do like the real article in this Grade 3, but 2 miles round here, not so sure, and maybe Darwin's Fox might be the one to get the better of him. 5:05, this race is absolutely tailor-made for the top one here, Salazin, to make all the running. In the 5:35, again, I'll go with number one on the race car, Hunting Party, making his chasing debut. He's always appealed as a type who would make the grade over fences. And in the final race, I'm going to go with the Jay Mangan ridden horse, Our Millie Acres, who ran a real eye-catching race first time out. And she's a nice price at 12-1.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with those selections and enjoy at Roscommon this afternoon.
Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.